ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಟು ಅವರ್ ವೆರಿ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್, ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಸ್ಪೆಷಲ್ ಫೆಸ್ಟಿವಲ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಇಯರ್, ಶ್ರೀ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ತ್ರಯೋದಶಿ. ಟುಡೇ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್, ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅಭಿಷೇಕ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಶಿಪ್ಸ್ ಗೌರ್ನಿತಾಯ್, ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಕೀರ್ತನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಸಾದ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್. ಸೊ ವಿ ರಿಯಲಿ ಥ್ಯಾಂಕ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಫಾರ್ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಟುಡೇ ಮಾರ್ನಿಂಗ್. I would like to beg permission from all the assembled devotees, especially Jai Srila Prabhu, Narasimhanand Prabhu, Edubar Prabhu, Srinadji Prabhu, Mahaprabhu Prabhu, Sahadev Prabhu, and all the other Vaishnavas, that we can speak the glories of Lord Nityananda for our own purification. If you can please repeat after me.
ಜಯೋ ಜಯೋ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಜಯೋ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಜಯ ದ್ವೈತ ಚಂದ್ರ ಜಯೋ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತ ವೃಂದ. ಜಯೋ ಜಯ
ತಾಯಿ ಗೌರಚಂದ್ರ ಭಗವಾನ್ ಕೀ ಜಯ. ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಸ್ಪೆಷಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಟುಡೇ is that today is the day we do networking with the Supreme Lord. We connect to the Lord, especially on appearance days. We know that the Lord is more merciful, is very compassionate to all of us. So we approach him on this special day and beg for mercy. And especially Lord Nityananda Prabhu is most special, because if we approach him, not only will he accept us, but more importantly, because he is always in the mood of a servant of the Lord, he will offer us to the Lord, because he will solicit to the Lord on our behalf to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He is himself the Supreme Lord, Nityananda Prabhu, but he is in the mood of the servant. So we will get double mercy today if we take shelter of Lord Nityananda. And also, the scriptures explain, we'll also get entrance into the transcendental realm of Radha Krishna pastimes if we take shelter of Lord Nityananda. We will get mercy of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath when we take shelter of Lord Nityananda.
Nitaye ra karuna habe, braje Radha Krishna pabe, dharo nitaye charana dukhani.
Nitaye ra karuna habe, when Lord Nityananda's karuna, mercy falls upon us, ಬ್ರಜೆ ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾಪೆ, ವಿ ವಿಲ್ ಗೆಟ್ ರಾಧಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಧರೋ ನಿತಾಯ್ ಚರಣ ದುಃಖಾನಿ, ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡೇ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಸಾಲಿಡಿಫೈ ಅವರ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನೇಷನ್.
ಹೇ ನೋ ನಿತಾಯ್ ಬೀನೆ ಭಾಯ್, ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾಯ್ತೆ ನಾಯ್, ದೃಢ ಕೋರೋ ಧರೋ ನಿತಾಯ್ ಪಾಯ್, ದೃಢ ಕೊರೋ ಧರೋ ನಿತಾಯ್ ಪಾಯ್,
ದೃಢ ಕೊರೋ, ವಿತ್ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನೇಷನ್ ಹೋಲ್ಡ್ ಆನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಲೋಟಸ್ ಫೀಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ. ನರೋತ್ತಮ ದಾಸ್ ಠಾಕೂರ್ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಪ್ರಭು, ಹೇನೋ ನಿತಾಯ್ ಬಿನೆ ಭಾಯ್, ಓ ಮೈ ಬ್ರದರ್, ರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾಯ್ತೆ ನಾ, ಯು ವೋಂಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ರಾಧಾ ಅಂಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಟುಡೇ ಇಸ್ ದ ಡೇ ವೆನ್ ವಿ ಆಕ್ಚುಲಿ ರಿನ್ಯೂ ಅವರ್ ಡಿಟರ್ಮಿನೇಷನ್. Because material energy is so strong, we are many times beaten back. So today is the day we fight back with great determination. Today is also the day when we press the pause button of our life, because we are rushing, you know, throughout the year, just going morning to evening, doing so many activities. And now we press the pause button and do honest and deep introspection and ask ourselves, where was my life heading to had I not come to Krishna consciousness? Had I not been the most fortunate recipient of Lord Nityananda's mercy, where would I have been today? And that thought should scare us. And that sobers us up. And that's how we celebrate the festival. Along with the festivities, along with dancing and jumping, doing dramas for the pleasure of the Lord. The Lord is very happy. Along with that, we also soberly introspect. So therefore, today we will briefly discuss the identity of, we'll discuss three topics today. First, we'll discuss the identity of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, very briefly. Who is Lord Nityananda? Then, we will discuss the principles that, or the qualities of Lord Nityananda, the principles that Lord Nityananda exemplifies, or Lord Nityananda is an embodiment of unlimited transcendental qualities, and out of which we will discuss, with the available time, three qualities of Lord Nityananda, or at least one we will discuss. And then we will discuss how Srila Prabhupada is a perfect representative of Lord Nityananda. So we'll begin with the identity of Lord Nityananda. Of course, at the outset, we have to remind ourselves that our ability, our capacity to glorify the Lord is a lot of faults in it, because how much can a tiny bird attempt to cover the whole sky by its flying? So how much can we glorify the Supreme Lord adequately? But for the purification of our own hearts, for the pleasure of Vaishnavas and their lordships, we will make an attempt to understand the identity of Lord Nityananda, the different qualities of Lord Nityananda, and how practically we can apply those principles in our life. Because as a sadhaka, as a practicing devotee, it's very important for us to know how to internalize these principles which Lord Nityananda embodies, so that we can please Lord Nityananda. That is our goal. And finally, we'll discuss about Srila Prabhupada. So, what is the identity of Lord Nityananda? Sankarshana karanato yashai, garbo dashai, payob dashai, sheshaschayasyam shakalasa nitya, nanda kyarama sharanam mamastu. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami in Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. His very first expansion is Lord Balaram. There is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. The only difference is Lord Krishna is the color of the black monsoon cloud, and Lord Balaram is the color of the white, fresh white cloud. There is no difference. Lord Balaram is same as Lord Krishna. From Balaram, then we have the Chaturvyuha, the quadruple expansion of Sankarsana, Pradyumna, Aniruddha, Vasudeva. Then we have Lord Narayan appearing from Sankarsan. Then from Narayan, second quadruple expansion. And then we have Mahavishnu. Then from Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. Then Shirodakshaya Vishnu. So all these are coming originally from Lord Balaram. So Balaramji is non-different from Krishna, and he is the original person. Garbhodashayi, Payobdashayi, Sheshascha, Esyamsha, Kalasa, Nitya, all of these personalities, Mahavishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, all of them are either expansions of Lord Balaram or plenary expansions of Lord Balaram. And this Balaramji and Lord Nityananda are same. Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram. And what is his relationship with this material world? Maya Bharta Janda Sangha Shrayanga Shete Sakshatkara Nambodhi Madhye Ese Kamsha Shri Pumana Didevas Tam Shri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye. I surrender to the lotus feet of Lord Nityananda. He is Maya Bharta. He is the master of the illusory energy. And all unlimited universes are coming from him. He is the origin of everything. Ese Kamsha Shri Pumana Adidevas. All the Adidevas, everyone is coming from him. Tamshi Nityananda Ramam Prapadya. I offer my obeisances to Lord Nityananda. So therefore, Lord Nityananda is Lord Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but Supreme Personality of Servitor Godhead. He is in the mood of serving the Lord. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachi Suta Hoilo Sei Balarama Hoilo Nitai. Brajendra Nandan Krishna has come as Sachi Suta, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Balaram Hoilo Nitai. Balaramji is Nityananda. And what is the speciality about Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda? Very poetically, Kaviraj Goswami describes in the second verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito Gaudodaye Pushpavanto Chitro Sando Tamonado. So he's offering obeisances to Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, and he's saying, these two lords have risen in the Gauda region, just like the sun and moon are rising simultaneously. When the sun rises in the morning, it looks so beautiful. And when the moon is also full moon, it's most enchanting. So imagine both of them are simultaneously rising. So Lord Chaitanya is like the sun who dispels all ignorance. Sri Chaitanya Prabhu Mande Balopi Adanugrahat. Even if a child gets the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Tare Nana Matagraha Vyaptam Siddhanta Sagaram. All these philosophical truths is like a big sagar, big ocean, Siddhanta Sagar. And there are many graha, crocodiles in this sagar. Means many paths, many philosophies, many speculations. Tare Nana Matagraha. But by Lord Chaitanya's mercy, even a child can pass through this ocean because he is like the brilliant sun which dispels all ignorance, all darkness. And Lord Nityananda is like the most beautiful full moon. The speciality of full moon is it gives very soothing rays. It gives us cooling, refreshing feeling. Nitai pada kamala koti chandra shushitala koti chandra. Imagine 1 crore moons are there. How soothing we would feel. How relieved we would feel. So Lord Nityananda's speciality is when we take shelter of Lord Nityananda, we feel relief from the pangs of material existence. So this will be the first principle that we will examine today of, you know, how we get relief when we take shelter of Lord Nityananda. To put it specifically, it is the quality of happiness. We'll discuss about this concept or this principle of happiness. Now, you ask anyone in this world why they are doing what they are doing. People will say, I'm a student or I'm working. Why are you studying? I want money. I want a job. Why you want a job? Good job, because I want a lot of money. Why do you want a lot of money? For that I can buy a house, I can buy a car. Why do you want all this? Ultimately, it's to be happy. This is the universal quest. Everybody is looking for happiness. So, whether one is an insignificant ant which is crawling on the ground carrying 3 times its weight on its head, or a top CEO of a company, or someone in between, everyone is looking for happiness. The ant may carry little food and he may keep going here and there. And the top CEO may be flying in an airplane. In fact, sometimes when they glorify some top CEOs, they say, he spends half his lifetime in an airplane. As if, you know, it's a great glory that he's traveling so much. But if you see, with an unbiased perspective, basically he's like an ant. He's also running around. The ant is also running around. Everyone is ultimately looking for happiness. But all our endeavors, whatever happiness we get, so-called happiness we get, is actually a tiny drop. Just imagine you are in a desert and you get 1 drop of water. That's only going to increase your thirst. So whatever so-called happiness we get, it actually frustrates us. Mahabharata describes that story of that man hanging on the tree branch, and above there is a tiger, below there is a python, and the branch is being eaten by 2 rats, black and white rat, which represents day and night. So how we are dying and death is about to devour us. But this man is hanging on the branch of a tree and a little drop of honey falls and he just gets that 1 drop and he feels so happy and he's waiting for the next drop of honey to fall, and then he feels life is worth it because there is so much happiness I may get, you know. But that's our precarious condition, because the material world has been designed in such a way to completely frustrate us. We can never be happy. But there is one solution. There is one way we can be happy in this world. We can get relief. How? In the morning we sing this prayer. This is the first prayer we chant in the morning. Samsara dava nalanida loka tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. So this samsara, this material world is like a blazing forest fire. And the spiritual master, he is that rain cloud of mercy. Tranaya karunya ghana ghanatvam. Praptasya kalyana gunaranavasya vande guru shri charanaravindam. if we take shelter of the lotus feet of spiritual master, we can get relief from this blazing fire of material existence. Spiritual master is the personality who brings Krishna's mercy to our life, who actually gives us happiness. If at all there is happiness in this world, that happiness is only when we experience the shelter of the bona fide spiritual master. So therefore, our only hope is spiritual master's mercy, who is originally none other than Nityananda Prabhu. Because Nityananda Prabhu is Balaram. Balaram is he who is the source of all spiritual bala, strength. He is the original Adi Guru. So therefore, our search for happiness is completed when we take shelter of Guru, when we take shelter of Lord Nityananda. When we connect to Nityananda. In fact, his very name, Nitya Ananda. What is the meaning of this? Eternally blissful, always happy. So, there is no one more happy than Lord Nityananda. He is supremely blissful.
Narottama bado dukhi, nitai more karo sukhi, rako ranga charanera pasha, rako ranga charanera pasha.
So Narottama Das Thakur is singing in great intensity, is singing that Narottama bado dukhi, I am very very sad, oh my dear Lord Nityananda. Nitai more karo sukhi, you can make me sukhi, you can make me happy. So therefore, give me shelter of your beautiful lotus feet. Aha Prabhu, Narottama Das Thakur in another bhajan he says, Aha Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda sukhi, kripava lokana karo, ami bado dukhi. Ami bado dukhi, I am very very sad, because I am suffering in this material world. But my dear Lord Nityananda, Aha Prabhu, oh my dear Lord Nityananda, Premananda, you are full of love for Krishna. And Sukhi, you are the most happy person. Kripa Avalokana, please cast your merciful glance upon this fallen soul. Because I am Ami Bado Dukhi. So this is Lord Nityananda's first quality we are discussing. The first principle of happiness. See, this happiness principle is universal. Everyone wants it. 5,000 years ago when Kali Yuga began, this was the basis of life in this world. 500 years ago when Gaur Nithai came, this was what people wanted. Today in Kali Yuga also people want happiness. And 4,27,000 years later when Kali Yuga is ending, people will want this. Principles means that which exists at all time, all places, all circumstances. This is the truth of happiness. Therefore, it's explained about Lord Nityananda. One more very nice verse. Nityananda maham nomi sarvananda karam param harinama pradam devam avaduta shiromani. Lord Nityananda is avaduta shiromani. He is the best of avadutas. Transcendentally intoxicated person who is intoxicated by love of God. His speciality is Nityananda maham noyam. I pay obeisance to Lord Nityananda because sarvananda param karam. He can make sarva ananda. He can make everyone happy. And blissful. How? Harinama pradam geham, by giving holy name. So this is very very important topic. We are spending a little time discussing this because if you see ultimately all the Vedas, Upanishads, what does Upanishads talk about? The core of our existence, our actual reality is we are blissful. Anandamayo bhyasa. And the Upanishads describe how there are different layers of consciousness. Some people are only thinking of food. Annamayi kosh, very low level of consciousness. Some people may be little higher level of consciousness. We may think of protecting our bodies, pranamai kosh. Then there is jnanamai, vijnanamai. But ultimately, anandamai kosh. Anandamayo bhyasa. We are all looking for that supreme bliss. And every soul is satchit ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. So that ananda, which we are desperately seeking, and which we will experience when we fully realize our spiritual identity, that ananda which we experience is nothing but a tiny drop in an ocean of bliss, which is Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda is the most blissful personality. And he gives us that bliss through the spiritual master. Therefore, when devotees serve the spiritual master very intimately, or they remember his instructions, remember his pastimes, carry out his orders, you will see these devotees also experience a lot of ananda. And materialistic people can never figure this out. How can Hare Krishnas be happy? Because they are connected to a bona fide spiritual master and they are serving Krishna. So therefore they are accessing the ocean of ananda. You know, Radha Gopinath Prabhu gives this example of how as young boys, you know, they used to play. This applies to all young children. You know, we have this obsession with games which give us pleasure, which are insignificant from adults' point of view, like playing marbles or collecting cigarette packet covers. You know, children collect all these covers and they have points also. If it's a good brand of cigarette cover, then you get 25 points. If it is some Ganesh Chap BD, it's 20 points. So like that, there are points for all. And then, you know, these children collect, they are always meditating upon this. And then they are waiting outside that Pan BD shop. Who will throw that cover? And then somebody throws that packet and then immediately run and grab it. 25 points. And some children are wondering, this man is so foolish, he's throwing 25 points. You know, so this is their happiness. Their whole world is revolving around this. That's it. For an adult may feel, oh, these children, you know, what are they? So similarly, a materialistic person may think, what is this Hare Krishnas? They are not into sense gratification. That gives 25 points. That's so valuable. How come they are not wanting it? They can't figure this out. Parijata anjasa labda saranga anyona sevate Padangri Mula Masadya Sakshat Kim Kim Ridimai. Fourth canto describes a devotee's mood is just like a bumblebee, Parijata Anjasa Labda. Once the bumblebee gets nectar from Parijata flower, Saranga Anyona Sevati, it doesn't go to any other, it doesn't need. Therefore, my dear Lord, Padangri Mula Masadya, when I get shelter of your divine lotus feet, Sakshat, when I'm getting shelter of your lotus feet, Sakshat Kim Kim Vrinimai. What else? What other insignificant things do I want? Everything else is insignificant. So therefore, people cannot decipher this. They cannot figure this out. But the secret of happiness of devotees in the Hare Krishna movement is service to spiritual master. And that's how we access the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And the basis of this happiness is service, loving service. Because generally when we talk about happiness, immediately the thought that comes to the mind is how I can enjoy, how I can get. But the basis is how we serve. Because Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda is supreme personality of servitor Godhead. He is serving the Lord. And it is this service that gives ananda. If you see Lord Balaram, he is serving Lord in all rasas. In Shantarasa, he is serving by expanding himself as the Lord's bed, Lord's umbrella. Personal service. And generally we can have three types of relationships in this world, you know. With somebody superior to us, somebody equal, somebody junior to us. At different levels we can have. And if you see, Lord Balaram is so expert, he covers all these three aspects in his relationship with Krishna. As superior, as guru, he will see, you know, he will order Krishna and Krishna will massage his feet. And as Sakha, as his equal, he'll wrestle with Krishna, play with Krishna. We see that painting in Krishna book, Krishna and Balarama are running. So they'll have such sporting pastimes. And as eternal servant, Vritya, he will serve Krishna. So as Vritya, Guru and Sakha, he's always serving in all these relationships. But Balaram knows that I am ultimately servant of Krishna, and to please Krishna, in different rasas, he will assume different roles. As Lakshman, he was transcendently frustrated to see Lord Ram take so many hardships. So he wanted to come as an elder brother. So he came as Balaram. So this coming as elder brother is not to accept a superior role, but it is to serve Krishna better. So the bottom line is, Balaram ji, Lord Nityananda is in the mood of servant. And that's our identity. Jivera Swarupoe, Krishnera Nityada. So all happiness is possible only when we are in this consciousness, in this identity that I am servant. If you see Brahma Vimohan Leela also, I don't remember the verse, but you know, Brahmaji has kidnapped all the cows, the cowherd boys, and then Krishna expands himself and everyone feels more love for their children than ever before because it's Krishna who's expanded. And Balramji at one point of time gets transcendentally bewildered and he's wondering how I am also feeling so much attraction. And then he says, oh, this is the internal potency of my master, because what in this world can bewilder me? So he's acknowledging that Krishna is the ultimate master. So this is the position of Lord Balaram, Lord Nityananda, eternally in the mood of servant. And to increase the rasa, to increase the happiness of the Lord, he will assume different roles, sometimes superior, sometimes disobeying the Lord, sometimes following the orders, like that. Like when Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu met for the first time at Nandanacharya's house, and the next day there was Vyas Puja. So Shiva Sakur was telling Nityananda Prabhu, put the garland on Vyasdev. And Lord Nityananda would just hold the garland and would say, so be it. So Shivastakur would again go and say, Nityananda Prabhu, the time is passing, so put the garland on Lord Vyasdev. And he would look at Shivas and he would say, so be it. Just like that. So 10 times he told, and Nityananda Prabhu didn't put the garland, he just kept saying, so be it. So then Shivastakur told Lord Chaitanya, you know, please tell him to put the garland. So Lord Chaitanya said, Nityananda Prabhu, put the garland on Lord Vyasdev. So Nityananda Prabhu looked at Lord Chaitanya and put it on Lord Chaitanya. So this is the love Lord Nityananda is exhibiting, how he accepts his position as a servant. And there are pastimes, because he is the supreme servitor Godhead, he knows the most confidential mood of Lord Chaitanya, and therefore he facilitates events and activities in such a way that Lord Chaitanya is ecstatic, he is pleased. Like for example, in one pastime he is apparently disobeying the Lord, but it is actually to please the Lord. Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. Now after sannyas, according to the institutional Varnashram protocol, a sannyasi leaves everything of his past and goes away. But Nityananda Prabhu knows that Lord Chaitanya loves to reciprocate with his devotees, led by Advaita Acharya, his own mother, Sachi Mata. So Lord Chaitanya would be very happy to be with his intimate associates from Navadvip. But Lord Chaitanya is now taken sannyas, so he is going to Vrindavan. So Lord Nityananda, knowing this mood, what does he do? He misdirects Lord Chaitanya. So he catches some covered boys, young boys, and he tells them that when you see this sannyasi ask you the place, the direction to go to Vrindavan, you direct him towards Ganga. That means he will go back to Bengal. So the children follow this advice. So whenever Lord Chaitanya would ask, please tell me the path to go to Vrindavan, they would give him wrong direction. And meanwhile, Lord Nityananda told Chandrasekhar Acharya, you go to Navadvipa and tell Advaita Acharya to come with his boat and some sannyas clothes, fresh clothes for Lord Chaitanya. Meanwhile, Lord Chaitanya is in ecstasy, chanting, dancing, thinking he's going to Vrindavan. Then he sees Ganga, but he thinks it's Yamuna, because Lord Nityananda had been all the while misleading him. So he sees Yamuna, and then he offers obeisances, then he takes bath. And then suddenly he sees Advaita Acharya is coming in the front with in his boat. So Lord Chaitanya is surprised, actually very happy, because they are all his intimate associates. Advaita, what are you doing here in Vrindavan? Lord Chaitanya asks, and Advaita Acharya says, my dear Lord, wherever you are, that is Vrindavan. So Lord Chaitanya understood some mischief has happened. So he says, no, but then Lord Chaitanya understands that he is not in Vrindavan. So he says, I have been lied to, I have been cheated. Externally he is angry. But Advaita Acharya says, no, my dear Lord, actually this is not lie, this is actually Yamuna, because Ganga and Yamuna meet at Prayag, and after that the western side is called Yamuna and the eastern side is called Ganga, and you are on the western side, so this is actually Yamuna water. So like that they do transcendental word jugglery. So Lord Chaitanya gets very angry with Nityananda Prabhu. He says, you have cheated me, you have lied to me. He chastises them, but there is love in this. So then Advaita Acharya says, please come to my house, please accept some prasad. I cooked some little prasad for you. So then they go, and he's cooked a huge feast. He's offered this to Krishna. And then he makes Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya sit and offers them very nice prasad. So much prasad. And Lord Chaitanya says, I'm a sannyasi, I cannot eat so much. Just give me little boiled vegetables. And Advaita Acharya laughs. He says, my dear Lord, don't, you know, mislead me. I know you very well. As Jagannath, you're eating 56 times a day in Jagannath Puri, and I am giving just little prasad. Can't you please accept this? And anyway, you take little only, you just take half of all these cups, so many leaf cups, so much prasad. Kaviraj Goswami gives such a big list of, you know, items, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami was a great cook himself. So whenever prasadam time comes, or prasadam pastime comes, he starts writing with great ecstasy. Because he loved to serve Vaishnavas by cooking nice prasad. Even in that Madhavendrapuri pastime, you will find detailed description, you know, how much rice, then vegetables surrounding the rice, then how many devotees were making chapatis. He also writes how many devotees are putting ghee on the chapati. Such minute details he gives. Chaitanya Charitamrita is full of nectar. So like that, so Ajit Acharya says, so please take little. So then Lord Chaitanya would take, he would take half the cup. As soon as he would finish half, Ajit Acharya would fill it up again. And so much prasad. But Nityananda Prabhu, because he is in this transcendental humor of giving pleasure, he started saying, what is this? So little prasad. I am so hungry, I have not eaten for 3 days. And I think I'll have to fast again. This food will not even fill half my belly. Ajit Acharya says, you are a sannyasi, you are not supposed to be greedy. Don't be greedy, just eat whatever I have given. And Nityananda Prabhu says, I may be greedy or whatever, but you are a Brahman, your duty is to serve. You are a householder, your duty is to serve, so serve me nicely. He says, Ajit Acharya gets angry, transcendentally, and he says, you are a reject bogus sadhu. You know, he criticizes. But then Nityananda Prabhu, like that, they have a lot of nice exchanges. He says, and then Ajit Acharya says, I'll never invite any other sannyasi home, you know. You will spoil my caste, like that. And Nityananda Prabhu gets ecstatic. He takes some rice and throws it. And the rice grains fall at Ajit Acharya's body. And he becomes so intoxicated with love for Krishna that he starts jumping, dancing. And for next 3 days, you know, they have chanting, dancing, prasad. And Satchimata comes. Actually, the devotees are ready to cook the feast. But look at Satchimata, because she says, now my son has taken sannyas. Now I will never get to serve him. So, let me cook the feast every day. So, for the next 3 days, she cooks the feast. So, Nityananda Prabhu, by his trickery, transcendental trickery, he has facilitated such a sweet pastime where Mother Sachi is cooking a feast for 3 days for Lord Chaitanya. And that's when Raghunath Das Goswami meets Lord Chaitanya the first time. And for whole 3 days and nights, devotees are only doing kirtan. That's how Lord Nityananda gives pleasure to Lord Chaitanya. There's another pastime when they were entering Jagannath Puri. Lord Chaitanya gave his sannyas danda to Nityananda Prabhu to hold, you know, when they were going. So Nityananda Prabhu looked at the sannyas danda and said, what is this? The Lord whom I am carrying in my heart, he is carrying this danda? So he broke it into 3 pieces and threw it away. So Lord Chaitanya took bath and then he came out. And he asked Nityananda Prabhu, where is my danda? Give me my sannyas danda. So Lord Nityananda said, what danda? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got very angry. He said, I gave you my sannyas danda. Nityananda Prabhu said, see, you are always in ecstasy. So when you are chanting and dancing in ecstasy, you fell on your danda and broke the danda. Now I don't know where it is. So Lord Chaitanya understands that, you know, he is again lying and tricking. So he gets very angry. He says, either you all go to Jagannath Puri first or I will go. I will not go with you. So why did Lord Nityananda break? This place is still there, Danda Banga, that place where the Danda was broken. Devamrut Maharaj generally, you know, for last so many years, every Nityananda Trudashi is here. This year we are feeling a lot of separation from him. He is here and he gives, and these are some of his favorite pastimes. He always speaks them with great relish. So Devamrut Maharaj was once explaining that how Nityananda Prabhu was thinking that Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas from Keshav Bharati Maharaj and it's in the Mayavad Sampradaya. And Mayavadi generally take ekadanda, which means I am one with the Lord. But Lord Chaitanya is preaching Vaishnavism. Vaishnavas accept tridanda sannyas, means we surrender to Krishna with our body, mind and words. So this danda is useless. So that's why he broke it into 3 pieces. And also to establish the fact that sannyas is within the varnashram. But Lord Chaitanya is beyond varnashram. He's the Supreme Lord. He doesn't have to carry sannyas. He's not a sannyasi. He's more than a sannyasi. And that's what Lord Chaitanya did. When he entered Jagannath Puri, the first person he converted was the Mayavadi impersonalist Sarvam Bhattacharya. So like this, Lord Nityananda is very special. He gives pleasure to Lord Chaitanya by serving him so beautifully. But what we are going to discuss now is something very, very important. There is one more shining quality of Lord Nityananda which makes him most special. He is supremely happy and is expert in serving Lord Chaitanya. He has covered all aspects of service. There is nothing for anyone. No one needs to do anything else. He is pleasing the Lord in all respects. He has covered all aspects. Tatrabi Daksha Gativallabhasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. The Guru is most expert in serving Krishna. Lord Nityananda is expert, most expert. But still, Lord Nityananda is so merciful that he is constantly trying to expand the circle of service and include everyone else in service to Lord Chaitanya. Which means he is trying to engage everyone else also in service to Lord Chaitanya, although Lord Chaitanya doesn't need us. Because Lord Nityananda is sufficient. He is supremely perfect in serving the Lord in all rasas, in all roles. So this is the special quality of Lord Nityananda. So Guru is a rain cloud of mercy. Tranaya Karunya Ghanaganatam. He is a rain cloud of mercy. He showers mercy upon us. And where does the cloud get the water from? From the ocean. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu is that ocean. So this is his mercy. Because he tries to get as many people as possible to serve the Supreme Lord. So these are two special qualities of Lord Nityananda. He is most blissful and he is also most merciful. He wants everybody to serve Krishna, serve Lord Chaitanya. So this quality is nowhere fully manifest as it is in Nityananda Prabhu. Most blissful, simultaneously most merciful. Actually, he is even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya. This is a very interesting paradox. In Krishna consciousness, there can be two people who are most merciful. Generally, when we say most, we think it's one person. So Lord Chaitanya is most merciful. And which is the verse we quote for that? Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauradvishenam. For Lord Chaitanya is Mahavadanyaya, most merciful. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu is even more merciful. So in spiritual world, it's not that there is only one number one merciful. There can be two number one. So Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, both are most merciful. And this is very nicely described by Vrindavan Das Thakur. Ajanulambita bhujau kanakavadato sankirtane kapitaro kamalaya taksho vishvambarau dvijavarau yugadharma palo vande jagat priyakaro karunavataro. He describes how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, they have beautiful transcendental form with long arms extending up to their knees. Sometimes before coming to ISKCON, we may think, how can somebody be beautiful with arms stretching up to his knees? We have to go and see Panchatattva, then we will be convinced. Beautiful deities in Mayapur, their beautiful form reveals how these Panchatattva are so beautiful. Their arms extending below. Ajanu Lambita Bhujau and Kanakavadato, they are beautiful, resplendent, golden, shining forms. And they are the fathers of the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtanai Kapitaro. And they have beautiful lotus-like eyes. Kamalaya Taksho. Vishvambaro Dvijavaro. They are the maintainers of the universe. They are the best of the Brahmanas. Vishvambaro Dvijavaro Yugadharma Palo. They are maintaining the religious principles. And Vande Jagat Priyakaro. They are the supreme benefactors of humanity. And who are they? Vande Jagadhitakaro Karunavataro. They are Karuna Avatar. They are the most merciful incarnation. Which means basically they drown everyone with their compassion, with their mercy. About Nityananda Prabhu specifically, it is mentioned by Lochan Das Thakur. Dina Hina Patita Pamar Nai Bache Brahmara Durlaba Prema Sabakar Jache. Dina Hina Patita Pamar. All means same only. Fallen, mad, completely misdirected. Nai Bache. They could not escape Lord Nityananda. Dina Hina Patita Pamar Nai Bache. How they could not escape? Brahmara Durlaba Prema Sabakar Jache. He gave all the people what is unavailable to even Lord Brahma. So see, it's one thing to be most fallen, most hopeless case, and you may give some mercy to that person. But to give everything, to give the highest to the most unqualified, that is Lord Nityananda. That is his speciality. Take the most fallen and give him the highest.
Abaddha Karuna Sindhu Nitai Katiya Muhan Ghare Ghare Bule Preme Ani Arban.
Prachandas Thakur sings further that Karuna Sindhu, the ocean of Karuna, mercy, was locked, sealed, baddha. Just imagine, there is one door inside. It's a room, but you don't know how big it is, how long it is. You can see only one door. And inside that door, that room, there is water of the whole ocean. Imagine. Say Indian Ocean. So much water. And if somebody opens that door, what will happen? You'll be flooded. So, Abaddha Karuna Sindhu, this ocean of mercy was sealed. Lord Nityananda came and Abaddha, he removed that seal. Katiya Muhan, he cut that seal. And what happened? Ghare ghare bhule preme ani arban. In every house, town, village, every person was flooded with love for Krishna. So therefore, this is the most special position of Gaur Nithai and especially Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is bestowing so much mercy on all fallen souls. And any evidence, any proof of this? Who is the proof?
Dina hina jata chilo, hari name uddhari lo, tara sakshi jagai madhai.
So the most fallen people were delivered by the holy name. Lord Nityananda Prabhu gave them holy name. And what is the sakshi? What is the evidence? Tara sakshi jagai madhai. Jagai madhai are the best examples of somebody who is very low getting the highest. Amazing. Actually, if you read the prayers, Jagai Madhai, the kind of prayers they offer is shocking. In the sense, they were drunkards earlier. And in a drunkard, he cannot even speak coherently. If you see drunkards talking, they talk crazy things. And now they offer such choice prayers, such exquisite poetry. How is it possible? Actually, before they became devotees, they used to be completely intoxicated. And Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu went and tried to make them devotees. So we saw in the drama. Now generally when we see drama, every year Nityananda Prabhu's drama, when they perform Jagai Madhai, we all laugh. But actually Jagai Madhai were terrifying. They used to scare everyone. But for us in drama, we think it's some comedy drama. Devotees do it so sweetly for the pleasure of other Vaishnavas. But Jagai Madhai were very, very scary, very, very horrifying personalities. They used to loot houses, burn houses, kill people, molest women, everything they were doing. So when Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu approached them, they tried to kill, they tried to attack, and both of them started running. And when they were running, Haridas Thakur said, why have I come with this restless person? I was somehow saved in those 22 marketplaces. I survived, but now I think I will die. And Nityananda Prabhu said, why are you calling me restless? Our master who has sent us, he is restless. He is a Brahmana, but he behaves like a king. He is sitting and just ordering us. So like that, they were joking and teasing, making fun of Lord Chaitanya. And then they were running also. Jagai Madhai were saying, hey, wait, wait, we want to hit you, wait, stop. But then they were so intoxicated and they had become so fat by drinking liquor that they couldn't catch up. So they, after some time, they got tired. So they paused, they stopped, and they started beating each other only. And they started pulling each other there. And then they got hurt after beating each other. Then they stopped and they started crying and they started consoling each other. Don't cry. So meanwhile, Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu went to Lord Chaitanya and Haridas Thakur said, you know, I will never go with this madman. He does all crazy things. He sees small children, makes fun of them. Or he sits on a bull and says, I am Shiva. And he jumps into the river and tries to chase crocodiles. He's describing Nityananda Prabhu's transcendentally mad activities. How is this so blissful remembering Krishna, that is his transcended bodily activities? How he would go and propose to a young girl, please marry me, and the girl's father would come to beat, and Nityananda Prabhu would be gone, and Haridas Thakur would say, I would be caught by the father. So he's a crazy man. And today what he did was most worse. He approached two drunkards, dacoits, Jagai Madhai, and he describes. So Lord Chaitanya says that, oh, they are delivered because Lord Nityananda, you have seen them. So it's a matter of time before they are delivered. So they were drunkard, and actually when Ajatacharya hears that, he laughs. Asiya Advaita bole, kona chitranaye, madhyapera uchita, madhyapera sangha hoy. He says, Asiya Advaita. Advaita started laughing. Kona chitranaye, it's not surprising that Nityananda Prabhu went to drunkards, because madhyapera uchita, somebody is a drunkard, what is appropriate for him? Madhyapera sangha hoy. He will associate with other drunkards. So Nityananda Prabhu is a drunkard, he is intoxicated with love for Krishna. So natural that, it's natural that he will associate with other drunkards, and he will make them also intoxicated with love for Krishna. And then Advaitacharya declares, just watch, very soon these two people will dance with us in our kirtan, and we will run away out of shame, because we will feel so humbled by their presence. And then everybody says Jai. And eventually in this pastime we see how Jagai Madai, they become Vaishnavas. And the same Madai, he offers such prayers. He couldn't even speak properly at one time. And then what prayers he offers? He compares himself. He starts giving different examples from scriptures. He says, my dear Lord Nityananda, how merciful you are. Ajamil was most sinful. He did so many sinful activities. This is Madai saying. But he once chanted the holy name without offense. That's why he got mercy. And Gajendra was not even a human. Gajendra was an animal. But he offered wonderful prayers. Therefore, he also got mercy. Kamsa was a demon. But Kamsa was constantly remembering you, my dear Lord. So you gave him also mercy. And then Madai starts comparing himself with Ajamil, Gajendra and Kamsa. And he says, but I never remembered you. I never chanted even once. I never offered prayers. Still you have given so much mercy to me. This is how most merciful you are. And on top of it, I injured you. I caused bleeding to you. Still you are giving me mercy. This is Lord Nityananda Prabhu's most special position. He is most blissful and most merciful. Generally, if somebody beats us, what to speak of beating, even somebody says something bad about us, we will never want to give him the best that we have. In fact, many times, even if people don't say bad about us, just because we don't like them, for some idiosyncrasies which everyone has, you know, just because we don't like some people, just because the way they pay obeisances, the way they put tilak, or the way they chew prasad, it can be very crazy and silly reasons. And we may withhold sharing what we really want, what we really have, something nice. But here is Nityananda Prabhu, who is beaten, and he wants to give that person everything that he has. In fact, earlier, what happened later, when Nityananda Prabhu again approached Jagai, Madai, this time Madai, as you saw in the drama, Madai picks up a pot and hits Lord Nityananda, and he starts bleeding. And then Lord Chaitanya comes with his chakra, he invokes his chakra to kill. But that time Nityananda Prabhu falls at the feet of Lord Chaitanya, and he says, instead of, so he was actually beaten, but Lord Nityananda says, actually, this is the positive. He says, it's actually Jagai who saved me. Madai marite prabhu rakhile jagai, deva se podila rakta dukhanai pai. When Madai hit me again, was trying to hit me, rakhile jagai, jagai stopped him. And this bleeding you are seeing, deva se podila rakta, this is by accident. It's not Madai who caused this. And dukhanai pai, I'm not feeling any pain, so why are you getting so hyped up about this, you know? It is Lord Chaitanya. Relax. So he tries to pacify Lord Chaitanya. And then Jagai also sees this, he falls at the feet. And then he says, you know, you are giving him mercy, Jagai gets mercy. So Madai then falls at the feet of Lord Chaitanya. And Mahaprabhu says, no, you know, you drew blood out of my Nityananda. And then Madai says, but you are going against your rule, because in the previous ages, even those who attacked you, those who killed you, you gave them liberation. So then Lord Chaitanya says, no, this is different, because demons would attack me, but now you have attacked my most dear Nityananda. And nobody is more dear to me than Nityananda. Ama hoite yei Nityananda deha bada, torastane yei satya kahiluma bada. That let me declare to you that Lord Nityananda is more dear to me than myself. This is Lord Nityananda's most special position. He is such a great servant of Lord Chaitanya that Lord Chaitanya declares him to be superior and more dear to him than himself. Sakshad haritvena samasta shastrer uktastata bhavyateheva sadbi kintu prabhorya priya evatasya vande guru shri charana ravindam. It's a very important pastime, because this reveals how the spiritual master is more dear to Krishna than Krishna himself. So that's how we can understand from this pastime. And Nityananda Prabhu then falls at the foot, lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya and says, if I have done any pious activities, give the results of all those pious activities to Jagai Madai. More Bhiksha Deha Prabhu, Edui Sharira, Kichu Dukkha Nai Mora, Tumi Ho Sthira. He says, I ask for Bhiksha, give me Bhiksha, my dear Lord. More Bhiksha Deha Prabhu, give me Bhiksha. What? Edui Sharira. Give me these two, Jagai Madai as Bhiksha. That means, accept them and give them pure devotional service. And kichu dukkha nai, I am not feeling any dukkha, don't get excited and agitated. Tumi ho sthira, you please cool down. He is pacifying Lord Chaitanya. Because Lord Chaitanya is angry, he wants to kill Madai, but Nityananda Prabhu, this is actually what we are discussing now, is a most amazing combination. Just imagine, I was hearing our Radhika Raman Prabhu from Alachua. Was analyzing this. Amazing. This is the most amazing combination of Lord Nityananda that just imagine you have something. Just imagine you have something which the whole world wants. And this person has something which the whole world wants and he is giving it to everyone. Even those who are not asking for it. Openly. So what will you think of that person? He is the most special person. So most people, if they have something which everybody else wants, what will they do? They'll hold it. And if they have something which is useless, they'll give. That's why sometimes, we get donations, some car or some computer. The maintenance cost is more than the new car or the new... It may happen like that sometimes. So Lord Nityananda is very special. So this is the standard. General standard in the world is, if you have something which everybody wants, you will keep it to yourself. And if you have something which nobody wants, then you will give. But Lord Nityananda is best combination because he has, what does he have which everybody wants? Ananda, happiness. Everybody wants it. And he is the one who is willing to share this with anyone and everyone. Premamatta Nityananda Kripa Avatar Uttama Adama Kichu Nakare Vichar. Prema Matta, he is maddened by love for Krishna. Kripa Avatar, he is the mercy incarnation. Uttama Adama, he doesn't consider who is high class, who is low class. Nakare Vichar, he never considers that. So this is the first principle we have discussed, or the first quality of Lord Nityananda, happiness. Now, how to internalize this principle of happiness? How to apply this? What is the application of this principle in our lives as sadhakas? How can we access this ananda? So we all want to know, okay, Lord Nityananda is full of ananda. How can I become happy? So there are three things we need to do. First is we need to receive it. Means basically this means in simple terms, we need to be grateful for what we have got. Just like the rain water is falling, the grass is able to appreciate it, but the concrete will not be able to appreciate it. So mercy is flowing, but are we willing to receive it? Are we like concrete or are we like grass? So what does it practically mean to receive it? It basically means being grateful. Thank you, O Lord Nityananda. Thank you. I'm very grateful to you. I want to receive this causeless mercy, acknowledging that this is causeless mercy. We all have got. Prabhupada, whenever you talk about mercy, you would talk about it as causeless. There is no cause. You cannot analyze. You cannot say, oh Lord Nityananda, see, last 20 years I'm coming to temple, I'm chanting 16 rounds, following 4 regulative principles, so give me mercy. That's not, mercy is not demanded. Mercy is just causeless. You just get it. It's not justice. You cannot, justice is different from mercy. So if we are aware that we have got causeless mercy, and what is the proof we have got causeless mercy? The proof is, we are celebrating Lord Nityananda's appearance day here. That is the proof. So what did we do? There are 6 billion human beings on this planet. There are more than trillion other living entities. So what did we do to be here? Sometimes, we say, well, I was always looking for Krishna, or I was, when preaching we say, I was interested in spiritual life. We may say all that, but deep within we should know. Causeless mercy. And therefore, this is the first way we can we can actually accept, we can actually connect to this principle of happiness if we receive the mercy gratefully, understanding that this is causeless mercy. This is first thing, receive. Second is, we have to rectify ourselves, means no more sin. This is very, very important. Before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Madai, and before including both Jagai and Madai in his own circle of devotees and dancing in Kirtan, what did Lord Chaitanya tell both of them? No more sin. We have to rectify ourselves if we want to continue experiencing this ananda. We can't light the fire of Krishna consciousness and then put water of sense gratification on it. We can't do both. Prabhu bole tora ar na kare paap, Jagai Madai bole ar na re baap. Mahaprabhu said, don't do any more paap. And Jagai Madai said, no, never mere baap, we'll never do. So this is the mood of Lord Chaitanya. Okay, you have been given the mercy. Great. You are fortunate, you have received it. Now rectify yourself, no more sin. So basically Mahaprabhu's mood is, Lord Chaitanya, not Nityananda Prabhu's mood is, what is done, forget it. You know, it's like today Nityananda Tridashi, we are starting second innings, you know, like in cricket. First innings if you get out, second innings you can make up. So let us think that whatever has happened till yesterday, everything was first innings. Now we can start fresh. No more sin. Na kare paap, Lord Chaitanya is saying. Don't commit any more sin. So this is the speciality of ISKCON, you know, that whatever your past baggage is not considered once you take shelter of Krishna and once we start practicing. And that's the speciality of this movement of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. So we are all products of Kali Yuga. The fact that we are practicing, we are giving lectures, we are preaching, you know, we are serving, this is all causeless mercy. Our past has been not considered by the Lord. That is His greatness. Once our book distributors had put up a book table, and one big man, you know, influential person of that area, came with a big following, and he made a big scene there. And that time some controversies had come in paper about ISKCON. So he thought a good chance to make fun of devotees. So he shouted. He said, oh, Sadhuji, Maharajji, tell everyone, every organization has good points and faults also. So today we all want to hear the faults of ISKCON. Please tell. So it was like, he was taken aback because, you know, everybody is watching now and he is told to speak faults of ISKCON. So he said, our biggest fault is we don't discriminate. We allow anyone to come to ISKCON. And then... He gave a very intelligent answer. And then he said, and because of this, some people came and misused and they cheated, and that's why there are some controversies in newspapers. So like that, he answered the question. They said, our biggest fault is this. Anyone can come. You can also come. He told him. So that man was taken aback. But later on, this devotee was saying, actually, it's true. You know, anybody can come. Just your past is insignificant. It's not considered at all by the Lord. So this is Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mercy. So therefore, how to practically translate this? By offering a prayer. Krishna, you are so merciful. I didn't deserve this, but I got this mercy. Today, I promise or I aspire that I don't want to disappoint you again. I've already disappointed you so many times, my dear Lord Gaurnithai. Today, I don't want to disappoint. Now, I want to stop disappointing you. And Madai, if you see, is still not satisfied. Lord Chaitanya has instructed him. But still, Madai is so repentant. There is a next chapter. See, he starts dancing in Kirtan. Yamaraj comes. There's so much ecstasy going on. But still, next chapter, he goes to Lord Nityananda and begs at his feet and says, how did I cause bleeding to you? I am so fallen. I am so unfortunate. And please suggest some more things that I could do as repentance. That is his mood. And then Lord Nityananda tells him, okay, you build a bathing ghat, offer obeisances to Vaishnavas. So these are the two ways we can practically apply this principle of happiness, to connect to this principle of happiness by rectifying ourselves. And what is the first point we said? Receiving it gratefully, knowing that it is causeless mercy. That's one more thing we need to do. Third, that is remind others about this mercy of Krishna. Preaching, basically. So, if we keep what we have received, if we keep it to ourselves, then we are going against the mood of Lord Nityananda. So, we have to share and try to include as many more people as possible in the circle of Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya's mercy. This was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order also. Shuno shuno Nityananda, shuno Hari Das, sarvatra amara agya koroho prakash. Pati gare gare giya koro yei bhiksha, bolo Krishna bajo Krishna, karo Krishna shiksha. So Mahaprabhu was ordering, go everywhere, tell everyone about Krishna. Tell everybody to chant. So what we do, we relish this process of Krishna consciousness, we experience happiness and then we share. One who is stingy, one who is miserly in sharing this mercy, one who is not preaching, he is not actually a true recipient of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So we have to receive gratefully, then rectify ourselves and then remind others or share with others. So this is the first principle we discussed today about the principle of happiness and how Lord Nityananda is the most blissful, most happy person, but the best part is he's also the most merciful. And we can please Lord Nityananda by reforming ourselves and receiving this gift and preaching. Now we can consider another principle, very, very important. The basis of happiness is in Kali Yuga, the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, 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 Hare. So the second principle we'll discuss is how Lord Nityananda Prabhu is the embodiment of holy name. He is constantly chanting the holy name. And this is the instruction which the spiritual master Guru gives to us. We take a vow of chanting minimum 16 rounds every day. Isn't it? So this is Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy. So there are many pastimes about Lord Nityananda Prabhu being intoxicated by the holy name. There is one I would like to share. When Lord Nityananda Prabhu was in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya told him, this is an Antyakanda of Chaitanya Bhagavat. Lord Chaitanya tells him, Nityananda Prabhu, I cannot go to, you know, this, I'm a sannyasi, I cannot go to all these fallen people. You can do that. So why don't you go to Jagannath? Please go to Navadvip, Bengal and preach. So then Nityananda Prabhu went with his intimate associates to Bengal. So he had many wonderful associates. Gadadhar Das, there was Raghunath Vaidya, Murari Chaitanya, Krishna Das, Abhiram Gopal, Sri Krishna Pandit, Gauri Das, so many. And they were all in the mood of coward boys because Balramji is a coward boy. So they were all in that mood. They were incarnation of the different coward boys. So they would be only chanting and dancing as they were going to Bengal from Puri. And they would be so ecstatic that they would forget the way. They would keep chanting, dancing, and then they would ask one villager, please, can you tell us the way to Bengal? And that villager would say, hi, hi, what is this? You have come the wrong way. You are 20 miles in the wrong track. You have to go 20 miles back now. So then they would just chant, dance, and then they would go. And after a few days, they would ask another villager, you know, which is the path to Bengal? And the villager would say, oh, alas, alas, you are 35 miles, you know, you have come opposite direction. So anytime they would ask, they would be off track. And then they would again go back and then they would be only chanting and dancing. And Nanda Thakur says, but somehow they reached Bengal. They were so blissfully chanting, dancing. And while going to Bengal, so much kirtan they would do. Ramdas, who is also known as Abhiram Gopal Thakur, he became so ecstatic at one point of time, he just stood in the kirtan and he stood in the threefold bending form of Krishna, playing a flute. In that pose he stood and he was stunned in ecstasy and he remained like that. And all devotees were surrounding him and chanting and dancing for non-stop 9 hours. And then he came out of ecstasy and then they continued their journey to Bengal. So like that they would only do kirtan. And then when they came to Panihati, which is the first stop in Bengal, when they reached, and our Raghav Pandit's house, and Raghav Pandit was ecstatic. They went to his house and these three famous kirtaniyas, Govinda Ghosh, the Ghosh brothers, Govinda Ghosh, Madhav Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh, they did kirtan and Lord Nityananda would dance and dance and people would be wonderstruck to see Lord Nityananda dance. And when he would dance, it would appear as if the whole earth was shaking. And suddenly in the middle of the kirtan, Lord Nityananda told Raghav Pandit, get me a garland of fresh kadamba flowers. And Raghav Pandit said, my dear Lord, this is Bengal. We don't get kadamba flowers here. And moreover, this is not kadamba season. Lord Nityananda said, no, just go outside and see. So Raghav Pandit went out and he saw in a lemon tree there were Kadamba flowers. And Raghav Pandit made a beautiful garland and he offered to Lord Nityananda. And this kirtan was going on, and that kirtan was wild, you know. Generally when we think of wild, we think different. But Lord Nityananda's wild kirtan means with intense love and devotion. That is his wild. So much kirtan, ecstasy. And suddenly Lord Nityananda said, everybody there in the kirtan, they started smelling the fragrance of, special fragrance of Damanaka flowers. And everybody was surprised because these flowers are not found in Bengal. They're only found in Jagannath Puri. So they were all thinking, where is this fragrance coming from? And Lord Nityananda said, all of you can experience this Damanaka flower fragrance. This is because Lord Chaitanya, who is in Jagannath Puri, has joined us in kirtan today. He is standing here with his garland of Damanaka flowers and he is dancing with us. And then their kirtan would get so ecstatic sometimes that the associates of Lord Nityananda, they would climb the tree. Some of them would climb on the thinnest branch of the tree, and somebody would dance on the leaf of that branch and still the tree would not fall, nor would the devotee fall. They would be complete on a different transcendental level. And some devotees would get down and they would just pick up a huge tree effortlessly and they would start dancing with the tree in their hands. And Abhiram Gopal, he picked up one tree which 25 people could not lift. He just picked up that huge tree and put it as a flute and stood in a pose of flute. So like that they would have kirtan. And this kirtan at Raghav Pandit's house went on, believe it or not, hold your breath, for 3 months non-stop they were doing kirtan. No eating, no sleeping, nothing. No prasad, just 3 months kirtan. And small children came, they were all watching. So they came and they joined the kirtan, they became ecstatic. And their parents were wondering where the children are. The parents came, they saw the children are dancing, they also started dancing. Everybody forgot. Everybody forgot eating, sleeping. So this was amazing kirtan. That's why Nityananda Prabhu is called as Avadhut. You know, completely. Actually, Avadhut is a very, very good definition. Generally, when we don't like someone or we are scared of offending someone or we think somebody is behaving badly, but we can't criticize him because we know Vaishnava Parav. So we say he's Avadhut, you know. Actually, when we say Nityananda Prabhu is Avadhut, we should know what is Avadhut. Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur, he gives definition and characteristics of Avadhut when he's describing Lord Nityananda Prabhu's pastimes at Srivas Thakur's house. So Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur says, Avadhut means, A stands for Akshara, inexhaustible. Lord Nityananda is an inexhaustible source of mercy. And Va stands for Varneya, most respectable personality. And Du represents how somebody is free from Durga, Du, material bondage. And Ta, Avadhuta, Ta is Tattvam Asi, one who knows the absolute truth. So Avadhut means one who knows the absolute truth, one who is inexhaustible in mercy, one who is most respectable and free from material bondage. And three characteristics of an Avadhut is, he is free from any bodily urges, eating, sleeping, and he doesn't have any identification with tongue, belly and genitals, and he follows strict celibacy. So if somebody is having these characteristics, he is an Avadhut. So not just Lord Nityananda was intoxicated by holy name, all his associates were mad. One of his associates, Gadadhar Das, he was so charged up with holy name that he once decided to give the holy name to the Qazi, who was a very wicked ruler of that town and who would persecute the Hindus, and he wouldn't allow any Harinam Sankirtan. But Gadadhar Das was filled with so much compassion because he was experiencing so much sweetness of the holy name. He ran to the Qazi's palace and the guards were shocked, because generally if somebody tries to sneak in, you know, you catch him and you can threaten him. But if somebody is so brave, you wonder where is the power coming from. So Gadadhar Das was so charged up with love for Krishna that he went to that gatekeeper and he said, where is the Qazi? Call the Qazi. I'll tell him to chant Hari's name today. If he doesn't chant, I'll kill him. So the Qazi got very angry and the guards were so shocked, they couldn't stop him. So Gadadhar Das went inside the palace. Qazi had heard this shouting by Gadadhar Das. So the Qazi was very angry. When he came out, he saw Gadadhar Das' innocent, pure face. You know, he's filled with so much love and compassion and he's telling. And then Gadadhar Das looked at Qazi and said, Qazi, I tell you, please chant Lord Hari's name. Lord Chaitanya has come. He's the most merciful incarnation. Lord Nityananda is here. Please chant, hurry. Kazi, he was so touched. And he became soft rather than get angry. And he told Gadadhar Das, oh, it's very late in the night now. You please go home. Tomorrow morning I will chant Hari. So Gadadhar Das said, oh, why tomorrow? Right now you are chanting Hari's name. So Gadadhar Das became so ecstatic, he started jumping and dancing right there. So these are the associates of Lord Nityananda. There is one more, Murari Chaitanya. What he would do? He would go to the jungle, he would jump on the back of a tiger, hold the tail and slap the tiger and make the tiger chant Hare Krishna. You know, you jump into the river, catch crocodiles, like that. There are many. That there was Abhiram Thakur, who would have this Jai Mangal whip. Generally, if you beat somebody with a whip, that person starts getting pain. But whenever anybody would be touched by his whip, people would go mad in love for Krishna. They would start crying, dancing. There was Gauri Das, there is this Krishna Das, so many devotees. There was Miniketan Ram Das, who would just, any person he would see, he would just go and jump on that person. And that person would suddenly become Krishna conscious. So I was hearing one lecture, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. He gave a beautiful purport. He spoke all these pastimes. And then he said, all of Balramji's associates, Balramji came as Nityananda Prabhu, and all of his coward boyfriends came as Nityananda Prabhu's associates. So when they were there, they were all in the mood of coward boys. What do coward boys do? They take the cows which are lost. They take them back to the Goshala. So Maharaj was saying, how all the conditioned souls, they are like cows. Is giving the comparison. So we are all lost. So all these associates of Lord Nityananda, they have come to herd us, the cow-like conditioned souls who are lost, back to our original home, original Goshala, which is Golok Vrindavan. So this is Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is an embodiment of the holy name. Now how to internalize this principle of holy name, how to apply this principle in our lives? Very simple actually. First is, we have to be attentive to the holy name. I know I'm speaking something very lofty, but this is a tattva, this is a principle. Actually, when we are attentive to chanting of our rounds, then we experience actually happiness. We actually connect to the holy name. See, last night we were having a program. I had gone with Premnidhi Prabhu, and we were discussing how material world, you know, it will not become a good place just because we are chanting Hare Krishna. So we will always, see, right now our consciousness is at this level, for example, it's at this level. And our problems are at this level, little lower. We are definitely higher than our problems, otherwise we will not be normal. We'll be in depression. So our consciousness is higher than our problems. But the material world is so unsteady that any time a tragedy, disaster could strike and the problems could go up so much. And we could be drowned and we could be completely bewildered, depressed. But if we chant attentively, then instead of being at this level, problems are at this level, we raise our consciousness and go high. So when we raise our consciousness by attentive chanting, then even if the problems go up, they always remain lower. We always remain above the problems. We are always blissful. Vishwaroop Prabhu was explaining this very nicely some days back in his Bhagavatam class. So attentive chanting, actually attention, when we pay attention, that is the seed in which the Krishna prem, the love for Krishna is actually residing in that attention. So attentive chanting is very, very important. And along with attentive chanting, because many times devotees say, okay, I listen. And attentive chanting basically means very simple, just listening to the holy names. Just listening to the one Maha Mantra that we are chanting. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, 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 Hare. So this attentive chanting is a practical application of this principle of holy name, which Lord Nityananda Prabhu embodies. The second thing we could do is, because many times devotees say, okay Prabhu, I find it very artificial to pray for pure love of Krishna. I find it very artificial to pray for taste. In fact, some devotees say that even if I ask for pure love, I sometimes feel so artificial. I wonder if the Lord is also taking me seriously. The Lord may think, what is he asking for, you know? He has no idea about what is Krishna prem and what is taste. So what we could do, the second thing we could do is, we could offer realistic prayers. At whatever level we are in, we could aspire to go a little higher. Like, you know, instead of, maybe we feel, like when we hear about Lord Nityananda's pastimes and pure chanting, we may think, I cannot chant for pure holy name, but at least we can chant, we can pray for, if not pure love, we can pray for enthusiasm. We can pray that, my dear Lord, please, I want to become enthusiastic. Or if you cannot pray for taste, we can at least pray for faith, that, my dear Lord, I have no faith. Please give me faith in Guru. Please give me faith in Srila Prabhupada. So just like, you know, beggar, when a beggar sees a rich man, he will not go and ask him, give me 10,000 rupees. If that may be his goal, but, you know, he'll make short-term goals also. Give me 10 rupees or 1 rupee, like that. Similarly, we have that goal. We want love for Krishna, definitely. We want taste for holy name. Right now, if you are struggling with this, at least let us aspire to get enthusiasm. Let us aspire to get faith in this process of Krishna consciousness. So like this, we can make realistic prayers. This is one thing we could do. And secondly, we could also be attentive. And third principle that we're going to discuss today. First is happiness. Second is holy name. And how can we chant the holy name? When is Kirtanya Sadahari possible? When there is humility. So this is the third principle. Lord Nityananda is the embodiment of humility. No one is more humble than him. Just imagine, this war is going on between Ravan and Lord Ram, and Lakshman is fighting with Ravan. Ravan makes Lakshman unconscious. Hanuman comes with the medicine and then Lakshman is revived. What is the first thing Lakshman tells Lord Ram after he is revived? He tells Lord Ram, my dear Lord Ram, please kill Ravan immediately. Isn't it? And then Lord Ram kills Ravan. Now same Ravan comes as Madhai and same Lakshman comes as Lord Nityananda. And Madhai also attacks Lord Nityananda. Lord Nityananda is bleeding. And Lord Chaitanya is ready to kill Madhai. But what does Lord Nityananda say? Don't kill him. Give him love for Krishna. Now in this age, my dear Lord, your weapon is not chakra. Your weapon is the chanting of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram,
Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Through this weapon of the holy name, you please kill the demoniac propensities within the heart of all the conditioned souls. And we see how Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravana, Kumbhakarna, Shishupal, Dantavakra, they all embody different anarthas, isn't it? Hiranyaksha, greed. Hiranyakashipu, pride. Ravana, lust. Kumbhakaran, illusion. Shishupal, envy. Dantavakra, anger. So these six anarthas are embodied by these six demons, and Lord came with different weapons to kill all of them. But all these six anarthas were present in Jagai Madai. They were the embodiment of all the anarthas. And how did Lord kill that demoniac propensity and all the anarthas? Not by any weapon, but by the chanting of this holy name of Krishna. Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he was beaten, but he wanted to give pure love. So who can be more humble, more tolerant? When he came as Balaram, he killed Roma Arshan Suta with a blade of grass. And as Nityananda Prabhu, that same blade of grass he would put in his mouth as a sign of humility and fallen condition, and he would beg people to chant Krishna's holy names. So this is the example of how Lord Nityananda is an embodiment of humility and tolerance. He would tolerate. Now, how can we practically apply this principle of humility in our lives? How can we internalize this principle? By approaching Krishna through the via media of devotees, by serving devotees, by being the servant of servant, we can actually become humble. It's very easy to become humble if you are living in the association of devotees. If you are alone, we may become proud, but in the association of devotees, even if we are not conscious of the principle of humility, devotees will make us humble. If you see, all our Goswamis have exemplified this. Approaching Lord Nityananda, Lord Krishna, through Lord's devotees. Rupa and Sanatan, how did they meet Lord Chaitanya? They first went through Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur at Ramkeli. Raghunath Das Goswami was trying to escape from material clutches, but he couldn't. He tried so much to run away from home, but each time his parents would catch him. Finally, when Lord Nityananda came to Panihati, he served Lord Nityananda and his associates with Chidadai. Now, devotees don't want something great. Chidadai is something very simple. They didn't ask for gold and jewelry. Pleasing devotees is very easy, actually. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, then when he served all these associates of Lord Nityananda was so pleased. He blessed Raghunath Das Goswami. And then Raghunath Das was able to escape from material suffering. And you could get shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Even Kaviraj Goswami, Lord Nityananda ordered him. He chastised his brother who was supporting Gunardama Mishra, one Pujari, who was not respectful towards Miniketan Ramdas, an associate of Lord Nityananda. So Kaviraj Goswami got very angry. He chastised his brother. And then that night, Lord Nityananda came in his dream and told him, I'm very pleased with you. Go to Vrindavan. Just imagine, Kaviraj Goswami is a 90-year-old man, very weak. But just on the order of Lord Nityananda, with so much faith, he walks towards Vrindavan. He has complete faith that Lord Nityananda will protect him. He has given this order. And he comes to Vrindavan, and when he writes his this magnum opus, this most immortal, PhD treatise, as we say, Chaitanya Charitamrita, the best literature. And in that, he writes how Lord Nityananda Prabhu ordered him and sent him to Vrindavan. And when I came to Vrindavan, he says, Jagai Madai Muinse Papishta, I am more sinful than Jagai Madai, I am worse than a worm in the stool. I have no hope. Emona Nirgrana Kore, Ek Nityananda Vinu Jagata Bitare. Only by mercy of Lord Nityananda, I am surviving. And then after writing all this, Kaviraj Goswami says, I came to Vrindavan. What did I get in Vrindavan? So it's very interesting. He says, Mopapishta Anilena Shri Vrindavan Moena Adame Dilo Shri Rupa Charan. I am Papishta. I am the worst sinner. And by Lord Nityananda's mercy, I got Vrindavan. But more importantly, Moena Adhame Dilo Shri Rupa Charan. It is in Vrindavan that I got shelter of the lotus feet of Rupa Goswami. And the next verse is even more striking. Kaviraj Goswami says, Ya hoite painu ragu natu mahashay. Ya hoite painu shri swarupa ashray. He says, I came to Vrindavan by the order of Lord Nityananda. And what did I get in Vrindavan? Ya hoite painu Raghunath Mahashay. I got the shelter of Raghunath Das Goswami. Because Kaviraj Goswami would hear from him. And then he says in the next line, Ya hoite painu shri swarupa ashray. It is in Vrindavan that I got shelter of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Now if you see technically, Swarup Damodar Goswami never came to Vrindavan. He was in Jagannath Puri. But by serving Raghunath Das Goswami, by serving the other Goswamis, he could feel the presence of Swarup Damodar Goswami who had instructed Raghunath Das in Jagannath Puri. So by taking shelter of Vaishnavas, we get connected to the Lord's mercy. And Kaviraj Goswami further in Chaitanya Charitamrita is constantly writing. Now imagine an author of a book, writing a book and glorifying the other author. Kaviraj Goswami in his book says, if you actually want to know about Lord Chaitanya, read Chaitanya Bhagavat. I mean, this is actually amazing, Ore moda loka shuna Chaitanya Mangal, Yahara Shravane Nashe Sarva Amangal. Oh foolish people of this world, read Chaitanya Bhagavat written by Vrindavanda Thakur. Then all your inauspiciousness will go away. Krishna Lila Bhagavat Kahe Veda Vyas, Chaitanya Lila Ravyas Vrindavan Das. Oh, Krishna Lila is in Bhagavat, written by Veda Vyas. But Chaitanya Lila is in Chaitanya Bhagavat, written by Vrindavan Das. Now, this is amazing. An author writing in his book, right in the beginning, that the purpose of this book is to glorify Lord Chaitanya, and the best glorification of Lord Chaitanya is by Vrindavan Das Thakur. So this is actually the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. The quality of non-enviousness and the ability to celebrate the fortune of other Vaishnavas happily. This is most pleasing to the Lord. And this is the most sacred gift that we can beg from Lord Nityananda Prabhu today. Then Vaishnava Sangha will not be stressful. Will not be miserable. It's generally because we can't celebrate the success of other Vaishnavas. We can't be happy on seeing other devotees. But our acharyas, Kaviraj Goswami and all of them, they would be celebrating the mercy. Whenever any other Vaishnava would get mercy, they would be more happy. So, and the best example of this application of this principle of humility by taking shelter of Vaishnavas, the best example of this application is, we can see in the pastime of Kala Krishnadas. Kala Krishnadas was not like Jagai Madai. Jagai Madai were actually sinful. They were in Maya. Kala Krishnadas was serving Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as a personal servant. But still, what happened? Stri dana dekhana tanra loba janmaila arya sarala viprera buddhi nasha koila. Now, Kala Krishnadas was, he saw stri dana. He was bewildered by the Bhattahari women as Lord Chaitanya was traveling to South India. He got carried away. He got attracted by these women and the wealth they offered, that he fell down. He left Lord Chaitanya's service. And remember, he is not a low class man. He was Arya, civilized person. Arya Sarala Vipra. He was simple person. And Vipra, he was very Brahminical. Firbi, what happened? Buddhi Nasha Kela. Still what happened? His mind got. And Prabhupada writes in that purport, if Lord Chaitanya's intimate associate can fall victim to Maya, who are you and me? You know, what is our position? Srila Prabhupada says, just a little misuse of our independence is needed to fall down. So Lord Chaitanya's associate can fall, we can also fall any moment. And that's what Lord Chaitanya did, to teach a powerful lesson. When he came back to Jagannath Puri, he went and caught Kala Krishnadas. He picked him up from the Bhattari's gang. And then he brought him to Jagannath Puri and rejected him officially. He said, he told Sarvam Bhattacharya, I want to have nothing to do with this man. He left my service and went with low class people. So Kala Krishnadas had no service. He was lost. He was rejected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what did Lord Nityananda do? Nityananda, Jagadananda, Mukunda, Damodar, Chari Jane, Yukti Tabe, Kurila, Antar. Nityananda Prabhu, Jagadananda Pandit, Mukunda, and Damodar Pandit. Chari Jane, these four came together. Yukti Tabe, they did discussions, they had meetings, how to help Kala Krishnadas. Lord Chaitanya was repeatedly rejecting Kala Krishnadas, and the four of them, led by Nityananda Prabhu, went to Lord Chaitanya with an idea. They said, Lord, can we send Kala Krishnadas to Bengal? Because your mother, Advaita Acharya, all of them, they are anxious to know about your pastimes in South India. Kala Krishnadas was there with you. He can go and report about you, and the Vaishnavas in Bengal will be pleased. Can we engage him in service? And Lord Chaitanya, what did he say? He said, do what you please. Means he approved. And then the devotees went to Kala Krishnadas, gave him so much Mahaprasad, packed it up, and they sent him with all good wishes to Bengal. And then Kala Krishnadas goes to Bengal, meets Sachi Mata, Advaita Acharya, so many Vaishnavas. Kaviraj Goswami writes, list of around 50 Vaishnavas who all he met, and he got mercy from so many devotees. And then he says, there are so many more Vaishnavas, I cannot describe, I don't remember their names. And then they all come together at Advaita Acharya's house, and for 3 days and three nights, they have non-stop festival of Kirtan and chanting. So, this is a person who has been rejected by the Supreme Lord, who has fallen down into Maya, but by Lord Nityananda's mercy, he gets shelter of Vaishnavas, he gets service to Vaishnavas, he has hope. Krishna consciousness is not hopeless. So, if we have shelter of Vaishnavas, we can actually survive. Devamrut Maharaj, you know, he once said in Nityananda Tridashi lecture that lust is the biggest enemy for sadhakas. And he says, the best way you can get relief, in all humility he was saying this, is that the best way you can get relief, whenever you feel threatened by lust, he said, close your eyes and from the bottom of your heart, you scream out the name of Lord Nityananda. But then he knew, you know, we'll have this question. If you scream, suddenly you're going in the bus or train and suddenly you get some lusty thought and you scream Nityananda, then everybody will get bewildered. So Maharaj said, you should scream the name of Nityananda in such a way, so loud, that your lungs should tear apart, but your lips should not move. So he was saying that you should chant in the mind so loudly, Nityananda. And then he said, if you do that, instantly you will feel relief from the anarthas. And then Maharaj, in all humility, said, I am telling you this, believe me. He was giving us so much of hope and assurance. So this is Lord Nityananda's great mercy. So these are the three principles we discussed today. First, we discussed the principle of happiness. And this is Lord Nityananda embodies this. And he's not only experiencing unlimited happiness, he's sharing it with everyone. And we can access this by, no, not attentive chanting, by receiving it. by receiving it and then by sharing it with others. And then what else? Rectifying ourselves. Receive, rectify and remind others. The second principle we discussed was the principle of holy name. Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his associates would do ecstatic sankirtan of the holy name, and we can apply the principle of holy name by attentive chanting and by making very realistic prayers. At whatever level we are in, we try to raise our standard. And the third principle we discussed was humility, which Lord Nityananda Prabhu is an embodiment of humility, and we can access this principle by taking shelter of all the Vaishnavas. And the last session, now last section, we'll discuss how Srila Prabhupada is an embodiment of this compassion of Lord Nityananda. He is a perfect representative of Lord Nityananda. He had these qualities of humility and tolerance. When he was preaching in Melbourne at La Trobe University, just like Jagai Madai attacked Nityananda Prabhu, these university students attacked Srila Prabhupada. They started hurling abuses, and devotees had to take Prabhupada in a car and they had to rush out of the college. But as they were going, the students came and they threw black paint on Prabhupada's car. Some students kicked the car. Prabhupada actually very narrowly survived an attack, brutal attack on his body. But all the while he was just chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He was absorbed. Now, this is Prabhupada, who a few years ago was in Vrindavan. He was about to become a Babaji there, in the sense he was well known. The Prime Minister of India had known him, and his books were well accepted and they had got good critical acclaim. He could have stayed in Vrindavan happily, but understanding the mood of Lord Nityananda, he went to these places, risking his own life, facing so much humiliation, just to give the holy names to everyone. When he was in Canada, when Mr. Banerjee was coming to his program, and he was attending the class, and suddenly one day in the middle of the class, he got up and he started abusing Prabhupada. And devotees were shocked. And then he left angrily. And after a few days, Prabhupada asked devotees, where is that Banerjee? Why is he not coming now? Devotee said, Prabhupada is good, he is not coming, he is a blasphemous person. Prabhupada said, no. He must have criticized me, abused me, because I must have done something to him in the past life. So, but he should not be bereft of Lord Chaitanya's mercy, we should call him. So this was the mood of Srila Prabhupada. He was tolerant, he was very humble, he was in the mood of Lord Nityananda. And he was tolerant. The best example of this is he is living with the hippies at 8 Ashbury and in New York, Bowery, who are kind of drunkards. They were breaking all regulative principles. And these hippies were so crazy, and Prabhupada was so tolerant about them. Or Narasimhanand Prabhu was saying in one class that one hippie, once, you know, these hippies were crazy, drunkard, they were completely lost. So there are devotees, some new devotees, they are putting tilak. So this hippie came, he also took the tilak and he made a paste. But he realized it's dry, so he needed water, and he saw there is no water. So he put his own saliva. He was so crazy, you know, drunk. And Prabhupada saw that. Prabhupada was sitting right there. See, he tolerated it. He got up, he had a brass cup where he put tilak water. He quietly went and he gave that water to him. He said, use this. And he put that water, and then that hippie said, oh, okay, all right. So you can imagine, those are the kind of people with whom Srila Prabhupada was living. So many, you know, like Jagai Madais. But Prabhupada was absorbed in this quality of tolerance. Like once Jadurani Mataji told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, can you please step over? I want to put this on the wall. Prabhupada said, no, for service you can step on my head also. No problem. Spontaneously Prabhupada said that. So he was in this mood. He had perfected this quality of humility and tolerance. So once I was hearing a class, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was saying, oh, when Jagai Madai were delivered, Lord Chaitanya cried so much in ecstasy and gratitude. Then Maharaj was saying, but Srila Prabhupada has converted so many Jagais and Madais. How much Chaitanya Mahaprabhu must be crying in gratitude? And Srila Prabhupada also very humorously explains this in one lecture. In 1971, here at Chaupati, there was Sadhu Sammelan, and Prabhupada was the last speaker. So he spoke this whole Jagai Madai pastime. And very funny, the last line Prabhupada says, so Nityananda Prabhu delivered Jagai Madai, and today by Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we are converting wholesale Jagais and Madais. I like that very much, you know, Prabhupada saying wholesale Jagais and Madais. So many Jagais and Madais. And Prabhupada just... And in that same Pandal, as Cross Maidan Pandal, he had that marriage of Vegavan and Padmavati. you know, Swedish boy and an Australian girl, and in front of 20,000 people, Prabhupada said, and when they got married, Prabhupada announced, he's from Sweden, she's from Australia. This is real United Nations, Prabhupada said. So Srila Prabhupada was always carrying this mood of Lord Nityananda, giving the holy name. And when he went to Atlanta, there is this lecture you can hear. It's a 3-minute lecture. Generally, Prabhupada would give long classes, 45-50-minute classes. But this is a 3-minute lecture only. Why? Because Prabhupada begins the class by saying, this is the best ISKCON temple I've reached, I've come to. Anywhere Prabhupada would go, he would say that. This is the best ISKCON temple. To encourage all the devotees. And you can see devotees saying, Hari Bol. Very lovingly, Prabhupada would encourage them. And then Prabhupada said, I see that Gaur Nithai are being worshipped so nicely here. Our Hridayananda, I couldn't come here. I was so busy. But the love of Hridayananda Maharaj pulled me here. So I've come here to associate with all of you. And then Prabhupada's voice becomes very deep, you know. And he starts breaking down. He says, and I see you are worshipping Gaur Nithai so beautifully. And spontaneously Prabhupada started singing. Parama Karuna Pahu Dvijana. And as he was singing this bhajan, his voice started breaking. Kevala Ananda Kanda. And then Prabhupada started crying. I want to thank all of you very much for serving Gaur Nithai. And he just broke down. And that's when the lecture ends. So Satswarup Maharaj gives a purport to this pastime. He says Prabhupada was like Akrura. Akrura was always remembering Krishna. But when he reached Vrindavan, he saw the footsteps. He saw the footprints of Krishna and Balram. That's when he became ecstatic and he started crying, rolling on the ground, even mad. So he says, similarly, Prabhupada was always remembering Gaur Nithai, but whenever he would come to any temple or any place where he would see Gaur Nithai's mercy being manifested, how preaching is going on, how the holy name is being spread, how the deity worship is going on, Prabhupada would be uncontrollable and he would break down. So this is Srila Prabhupada's very, very special way he presented Lord Nityananda. If you see, before Prabhupada in Gaudiya Sampradaya, generally they would have Gaur Gadadhar deities, Lord Chaitanya and Gadadhar Pandit. Prabhupada was the one who pioneered this Gaur Nithai deities, because he said for the Western world, which means India also now, because India is also no less than a Western world in terms of culture. So for the modern world, Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is needed, Prabhupada said. That's why Gaur Nithai, Prabhupada introduced. And when Tamal Krishna Maharaj told Srila Prabhupada that Prabhupada, you know, one devotee had fallen down very badly and devotees were shocked by his behavior and he was rejected. But Srila Prabhupada gave him service and reinstated him. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, but Prabhupada, he's fallen. How can you give him this position? How can you give him service? And Prabhupada, with deep voice of emotion, he said, because Lord Nityananda Prabhu's mercy is unlimited. We have to give hope. We have to give shelter. So, Srila Prabhupada was in this mood, perfectly representing Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So, to conclude today's festival class, we discussed three topics. First, we discussed the identity of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, how he is non-different from Lord Balaram. He is carrying this mood of servitor, Godhead. And then we discussed how Lord Nityananda Prabhu embodies three principles. The principle of happiness. He is the most happy person. At the same time, he is also the most charitable, most benevolent person. And to access this happiness, what we have to do, we have to receive this gift gratefully, reform ourselves, rectify ourselves by no more sinning, and then tell others about Krishna, remind others about Krishna. And the second principle we discussed was the principle of holy name. Lord Nityananda Prabhu was intoxicated. He would have ecstatic sankirtans, and he and his associates. And we can also access this precious gift of holy name by chanting attentively, by listening to each syllable of the holy name, and offering prayers constantly. And that's why we offer the Panchatattva Pranam Mantra before we begin the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. We chant, Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. So like this, we offer prayers. And the third principle we discussed was the principle of humility. And we saw how Lord Nityananda Prabhu was so tolerant. He accepted so many inconvenient situations for preaching. And we can internalize this principle of humility by serving in the association of devotees, following the footsteps of the six Goswamis, following the footsteps of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, and Kala Krishnadas, who served Vaishnavas. And then we discussed how Srila Prabhupada is a perfect representative of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So to conclude, we can meditate and remember how Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are the best, you know, jailers. We are prisoners in this material world, Durga. And Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda have come and they have removed the prison doors. And they have said, get out, go back to the spiritual world. So they are so merciful, they have just opened the gates. But we are so unfortunate, we are sitting in the jail comfortably. And the door is open, you know, we can go back to the spiritual world. We are saying, you know, 10,000 years baki hai, you know, we'll go slowly. So by absorbing in kirtan, by absorbing ourselves in service, we can go back home, back to Godhead. One devotee was saying recently how if going back to Godhead is our goal and we have to give an exam for passing that and going there, and if Krishna is the examiner, we have to get 100% marks. Only then we can go back. Only then we can clear this exam of life. But if we accept Lord Chaitanya as the examiner, we don't have to get 100%. We just have to write the paper. He will say, chalo, theek hai, mercy, come on, he will take us. And then he's saying, but if we accept Lord Nityananda, you don't even have to write properly. If you just simply remember your roll number, he will take you. So we have to, what is that roll number? We have to remember our identity as servant of Krishna. I am simply servant, and we have to remember to chant, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And this way we can please Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all our acharyas in parampara, and go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu Ki Jai. Shri Nityananda Prabhu Avirbhav Mahamohotsav Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupad Ki Jai. Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.